And by the words finding our legs, I mean challenging the logic of rule, which also means challenging the notion of democracy. And that's another big conversation that if we don't wrap that conversation or the logic that leads to why democracy is not the goal, if we don't wrap that, if we don't conclude that logic in this next two or three shows, then we're going to keep working at it. When we talk about Miklos Nesley, that's a big conversation. Because even those folks, if they start that conversation about, well, work has to change because we got automation and, you know, the earth has been consumed and they can't provide the jobs. And what are we going to do with all these people and all that energy? And look at the work that needs to be done. Why don't you? We can't pay them to do it. So how are they going to do it if we don't give them some blah, blah, blah? And you can see that conversation getting co-opted real quick into the illusion of democracy. And then yet again, we're set back. Waiting on the children, when we are the ones who have to do this ourselves, we living today, now. So we'll finish that conversation of, I hope, and I hope this upcoming quote from de Tocqueville will get us a little further along. So we have to question its legitimacy, the notion of democracy, and begin to see that in the hands of rulers, it will always be an ideology in service of a plan, a vision. Plato's vision, no change. And you can hear that clear intention, that motive, in these words of de Tocqueville, quote, I can conceive a society in which all men would profess, an equal attachment and respect for the laws of which they are the common authors, in which the authority of the state would be respected as necessary, though not as divine, and the loyalty of the subject to the chief magistrate would not be a passion, but a quiet and rational persuasion, every individual being in the possession of rights which he is sure to retain, a kind of manly reliance, and reciprocal courtesy would arise between all classes, alike removed from pride and meanness. The people, well acquainted with its true interests, would allow that in order to profit by the advantages of society, it is necessary to satisfy its demands. In this state of things, the voluntary association of the citizens might supply the individual exertions of the nobles, and the community would be alike protected from anarchy and from oppression. I admit that in a democratic state thus constituted, society will not be stationary, i.e. will fall short of the republic, which every one of those pundits from Plato on who revered the idea of learnedness, the idea, that's why I hate that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea. He's not even dedicated to us, right? He's dedicated to an idea of a chance. We are so thrown out of his eye of consideration. Okay, so if you wanted to consider yourself a learned person, then you had to absorb Plato. It was like a rule, because you could just read any of these guys century after century, and they all refer to this man reverently. If it wasn't for Karl Popper, I mean, the man is giant among giants, and I know that... He's up there rooting for us. All of our ancestors of heart, a tangled web of willing witnesses called down in finger-knitted unity. Be free. Be free. They want that for us. Be free. Because if we can be free, the planet, the earth, our plant and animal friends can be free. It starts with us. Absolutely. Let's start those discussions, please.